This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
It seems like the kingdom might finally be arriving. Jesus rides into Jerusalem on an unbroken colt. The crowds gather and shout, "Hosanna," which means "Save us, we pray." They lay out their cloaks in front of him out of deep respect, and they are hailing Jesus as King and Messiah. The next day, Jesus visits the temple and stops by a fig tree on his way in and out. The fig tree doesn't have any fruit on it. And fruitlessness had long been a metaphor in the Old Testament for Israel's disbelief and disobedience, especially among their leaders. Jesus enters the temple and begins driving out the merchants and money changers. The temple was supposed to be a house of prayer where Israel looked to God, but the religious leaders had turned from trusting God to trusting their own prophet. As Jesus leaves the temple, the fig tree he cursed earlier has now withered and died. Just like the Old Testament, it's a metaphor. Israel's leaders are unfruitful and corrupt, and they are about to be judged. The religious leaders are furious with Jesus. They pepper him with questions and demand to know why he believes he has the authority to do any of this. Jesus does not answer directly, but asks a question to them about the identity of the Messiah from Psalm 110. But the religious leaders cannot answer, because the answer to Jesus' question would prove his authority. Unlike the priests who sold sacrifices at criminal prices, Jesus is a better priest who offers himself as a sacrifice for free. Jesus, by turning over the tables, sets himself up as a new temple. That's why at his death, the large curtain that separated the holy from the common was torn from top to bottom. Jesus is a better priest, the true temple, and the one sacrifice we need. And Jesus has the authority to do this because he is not merely a son of David, but a son of God. This is why Jesus asked the Pharisees a question from Psalm 110, verse 1. They believed the Messiah would be David's son, but David calls the Messiah Lord, a title reserved for superiors, elders, and even God. What Jesus is hinting at is that the only reason a king and a father would call his son Lord is if that son was actually God. You see, Jesus is the true King of Israel, and as both the Son of David and the Son of God, he has the authority to judge the wicked and grant salvation to anyone who calls on his name. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who makes a way for us to finally and forever be free from sin. And may you see Jesus as the sacrificial Son of David, who will rule forever.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.